one gone. Hey, hey, okay, it's time to tune in and keep your station locked. One gone guaranteed to make your head nod. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip hop, banging nonstop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rapping three-piece combos like churches.
One gone.
What's up? It's 2222. That's right. It's February 2nd, 2022. It is Black History Month, and man, I'm black as can be. Hey, the numbers to call in today is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. We have a good show waiting for you. We have some special guests coming on, and we have a lot of love to share. It is Wise Words with One Gone Show. We're going to kick this thing off with Brother Brandon Clay with Father's Day.
My life I was searching for you, had to find you in others. I learned to take a stand, be a man, be a brother. With children of my own, I just want to be the greatest father that I can be, though they don't know the latest. Feelings that I feel, tried for years, never shake it. Though really dwelling on it, I'm just busy trying to make it and give them what I never had. I get to see them grow. That pain in my soul, something they won't ever know. I'm steady asking, what make a man, make a child, never making plans to be around, see that boy turn to a man. Cause from the ground I planted seeds, I'm a water mine. Watch it sprout and grow leaves, spend a lot of time. My son's hero, be my daughter's go-to. Wisdom and instruction, that's for everything they go through. Too bad they never know you, I'm sure they would've loved to. Should've left your legacy, I'm sure they would've loved you. Sure I probably would too, I don't know the feeling, man. 30 years young, full grown, still healing, man. Wasn't for the Lord, probably would've been a killer, man. Wrestling with my anger, hands spinning like a ceiling fan. Naturally I'm cool though, one day if you was too. Looking in the mirror, used to wonder if I was you. Wonder what you walk like, talk like, fought like. Through the hard times, used to wonder what you thought like. Wonder was I worth it, why you never showed up. May let my feelings surface, it's just the way I growed up.
Grew up.
Ain't know how to deal with it, way too busy keeping up. Rarely let my tears fall, the situation weak enough. Had to learn to do it all, throw a pitch, shoot a ball. Catch a pass, run fast, I got it down, but through it all. You was all I longed for, and I ain't never met you. And right before you passed away, I just ain't wanna sweat you. And I couldn't shed a tear, couldn't feel, couldn't hear. Couldn't miss you or forget you, dog, you never did appear. And I never could revere, or regard you as my hero. It's cold, 30 below, you was only my zero. And I could've used a Superman with some superpowers to raise me as the king and show me that the world was ours. How to walk in purpose, tell me I was worth it. Not to be a clown and move around with the circus. Elevate my mind, stay, steer me down the right road. Know that God is with me when this life got a tight hold. All in all, I learned life will give you what you earn. I be the greatest father till they put me in the urn. What else am I concerned with? Don't know what I'ma learn it. Teach my son's integrity and how to use discernment. Watch out for the snakes in all the places that they shouldn't be. Wish you was around to give me vision when I couldn't see. Took a couple losses, can't imagine what it costed. Lost a couple peers, couple years was exhausted. You know the world frostbit, I just learned to bundle up. Learn while I'm coming up, trying to get my numbers up. Never be the runner up, winning in my own race. Going in my own pace, a youngin' who was shown grace. Can never take no credit for this turnout. I just do it right and give them light until I burn out. And we treat every morning like a holiday. I look up to my God and say, Happy Father's Day.
Though I make plans with you, always have time for you.
sound of Brandon Clay with Father's Day right here on the Rose Family Radio. Next in store is Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis said, don't classify me.
I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. I really hope that you hear me. I see the color of my skin, but there's no reason to fear me. I know we all got a theory, but did they paint it out clearly? Doesn't matter, my mind is over it. There is no controlling it. There is only results. Now let me keep it appropriate. People with open mind, make sure that those just associates. The way that they showed it isn't how we gotta see it. That's just another way, find your own. It's hard to believe it's stuck in America's dream. They out here pulling our strings. How we about to be next if we not connected to kings? Reevaluate your status. It's gonna take lots of practice, but we training every day to make sure that this is a habit. Gotta show them through the poems. I'm outspoken, I ain't slowing, keep it rolling. If I touch it, then it's golden. You ain't noticed, we've been focused. We've been learning through osmosis. Just living inside the moment. It's about now, we've been on it. We've been on it, we've been on it. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Accept me for who I am. I know you accustomed to life, but I am more than a man. How can we be free again? Tradition killing the plan. Be exactly what you want to be, that's what I recommend. All the way to the end, there's no reason to pretend. Party, cynic, selling, fearing, God is really giving in. Know your purpose, know your worth. If anything, just keep on working. They can say they want to be great, but can't you tell we determined? Yo, we gotta keep on learning. Big ideas, I'm observing. Got some questions, need some answers. That's why I'ma keep on searching, doing what other people want, so I can live how they don't. I'm not afraid of how they look at me. Go ahead, throw your stones. I understand that these people dealing with personal problems. I ain't finna take a dent. They just mad they ain't got it, doing what I gotta do. Only slowing down the knowledge. You can say what you want, won't take it personal. I know that I got it. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Don't classify me as nothing. Sometimes I just don't want to be a part of what they discussing. All this fussing got me rushing and adjusting, but it's nothing. A little loving is all we need, but everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. I said everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. I guess everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. I said everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now. Everybody's busy now.
Songs will be from the 916 area code, and I think that this music that they're putting out is conscious. The type of music that we need to be listening to with our young folks, right? Because they have a message in the music. Even the hard rap has a message in the music, but the message that they portray and say are damaging to our people. That's just some wise words from One Gone. It is the Rose Family Radio, and you can call in at 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. In a minute, we'll have Miss Dee Dee Wheelwright on, and she'll be talking about what she does for black folks in the black community. You're listening to Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. Let's continue with Joe Levy, Arms Around the World.
You're all I need to make
You're all
it.
I need to make it, yeah.
This is my heart, don't break
Please
it.
Please don't break it, no.
Close your eyes to see the light.
Close your eyes and see the light. Jah people.
Just let my love remind
let
you.
Let my love remind you, yeah, 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 yeah.
In peace and harmony, power to the people, evil thou shall not harm thee. Children of tomorrow, like the torch through love's eternal flame, bring forth the change that erases the hatred and the pain. Spiritual vibes from all sides unified. Give love, receive love, speak love, and spread love through every man, woman, boy, and girl. Just hug me, let's put
listen
arms around
to
the
me.
World.
We want peace for our nation.
Let me show Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Right. If you're looking to be heard worldwide, just send your music to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Also, if it is clean music, you know our DJ at 97.5 KDEE. And if it's something that's going to build our people up, I will play your music in the 916 mix. On Hip Hop After Dark. That's right. So go ahead and get your music sent in to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. Let me decipher through all that stuff and find some of the clean ones so Big Mama and them can hear it in their car. And you will be a star. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have my big sister in line to give you something for your mind. I have my sister in Christ, Miss Dee Dee Wheelwright, and she'll be talking about what she does for the community of South Sacramento. Miss Dee Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me, little brother. I appreciate you more than you know. Good evening, everybody. My name is Demetrius Wheelwright. They call me Dee Dee. I am a Black Child Legacy Campaign Human Service Specialist for the County of Sacramento here in California. I also work in partnership with Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. And what I do is for our clients, if they have any county resources or government resources, I'm able to see what they have and what they are eligible for. If the county doesn't have anything that they may or may not be eligible for, I have resources outside of here that can help our clients get what they need to be self-sufficient and to be, I shouldn't say self-sufficient, self-reliant. I've been doing this job for 20 plus years. I love what I do, and I'm finally in a place where I can really be an impact on the community. Even if you're not a Black Child Legacy Campaign client, I still will help you if I can, if I'm able to help you or able to direct you in areas that you will be able to help yourself. So that's what I do here at Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. I love my job.
Miss Demetrius Wheelwright. You know, Miss Dee Dee, since I met you, you know, it's been a godsend for me. It's been times where you have lifted my spirits up, given me words of encouragement to keep on fighting a good fight. And it's people like you that the world needs more of. And so I just want to give you your kudos while you are still walking, while you're still talking. While you're still breathing, because one thing I know and two things for sure, I love me some Miss Dee Dee.
Aw, see, that's why you're the little brother, okay? Sometimes I'm in the same situation, brother, same situation. Sometimes I come in, and whatever hit me last night, stayed with me all night, came in the morning, and here you come. I'd be like, okay, God, I know why you put me here, because you put me here to realize who is a true brother to me. And I appreciate you more than you know. Really, I do. And I'm sure the things I hear about you, boy, brother, I am so honored to know that you are here walking this earth the way you walk. I appreciate you. We both have been through some things. We both been in situations where we shouldn't have been, but it ended up happening anyway. And look what God did. Put us together, because like I said, you the little brother, you know, put us together like this, and he knew I needed someone solid in the walk, and he put me right where I needed to be, and I appreciate God for doing that, really, to keep it really real. I really appreciate God for doing that. And I just, like I said, there's not enough I can say about you.
I appreciate you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Ms. Aditi Wilwright. She's here at the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center daily. The address here is 7000 Franklin Boulevard, Suite 1000, 95823. That's right, 7000 Franklin Boulevard, Suite 1000, 95823. And the number here is 916-376-7616. That's 316-376-7916. That's the number. Thank you for calling in, big sis. Here is Tayanis with Black Love on the Rose Family Radio.
Said black love equals black power. It's powerful when it's
demonstrated.
That 2020, that 20 vision, taking no ish like we
constipated.
Be a king, not peasant minded. See, love needs to be
celebrated.
When the love strong, get hit different like an uppercut chin.
Elevated.
My kinfolk, my skinfolk, black love needs to be
celebrated.
Got love for you, I'll fight for you. I'm drawn to you like a
illustrated.
My black queen so wavy with it, it hydrates for the
mitigation.
My fist up, my crown adjusted, we shining, babe. It's a
bitch well.
Baby, let me love you as a king. Ain't nothing I won't do. There's no hesitation. I know you're tired of waiting. Say when it comes to love, you know I got you.
James Evans. See, when all babies have they babies, see the foundation that's
in our love.
It's sweeter than the melody that's telling me we gon'
overcome.
They duplicators, they imitators, but nice try, you a
replica.
See, black father to the black child, we love you, king, for
stepping up.
My black mother to the black child, we love you, queen, for
raising us.
See, there's no need to hate each other, we need to be
celebrating us.
My fist up, my chest wide, for black love, it's
baby, let me love you as a king. Ain't nothing I won't do. There's no hesitation. I know you're tired of waiting. Say when it come to love, you know I got you.
Giannis with Black Love right here on the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and the call-in number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. And next for you, I have another great individual that's a part of my life. I see her every day with a sunshine smile, and it makes me glow. So without further ado, I'm going to go to my little sis, my niece. I'm going to Miss Tanya. Miss Tanya, you there?
I'm here.
Peace and blessings to you, queen.
Peace and blessings to you, Unc. How are you doing this beautiful morning?
Oh, you know, when I hear your voice, it just lights me up. But without further ado, I'd like the folks to know what you do, what do you have coming up, and how they can support.
Thank you for the opportunity. So as he stated, My name is Tanya Benefield. I'm the program manager and resource coordinator over here at Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. My official title is program manager over special programs. So I'm currently sitting on the committee for three, one of them being the vaccine ambassador, where I'm the resource coordinator. The other one is our Lifeline program over at John Steele Elementary and Middle School, where we support at-risk males between grades 4 through 8. And then my other one is the WEAVE Domestic Violence and Sex Trafficking Committee, supported through Rose Family. So far, we have coming up under my Vaccine Ambassador Program, we have 2 vaccine and testing clinics on February the 10th and February the 17th right here at Rose Family from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All three vaccines are available, and you can pre-register if you want, but we are taking walk-ins as well. We will have a food truck and some other PPE to give away to anybody that comes to register or to get a vaccine or to get a test. We will have some good stuff for you guys. Also, we have a pretty huge event coming up on February the 26th at John Steele Middle School. It's called our Passport to Health and Wellness. It's a vaccine clinic, but it's also a wellness fair for the youth and for the community. We have so many different things going on that day, from a food truck to we're going to have dental and vision screenings, free haircuts and hairstyles for the youth. We have a couple of resource tables that will be out with the CR2 program to offer sign-ups and support for families that need rental and utility assistance. The fabulous Mr. Tim will be on the DJ booth, and then we're going to have a couple healing circles for our young boys, young girls that are going to come out. We have a basketball clinic and some stuff going on other that will be on the other side, but it'll definitely be where everybody can access it and see it. And that'll be Saturday, February 26th, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. So that is just this month. So if you guys have any questions and you would like to know any more information about any of those events, ask Mr. Tim, or you can call me directly. My number is 916-301-6577, or you can call our front office at 916-376-7916, and they'll give you information for all of that. I will be posting the flyers on Mr. Tim's Facebook page and his social media so he can share it to the community. And if you guys need anything else, if you have any other support that you or your families need, please reach out. We are here to support you.
That was a lot from a lady that do a lot. Ms. Tanya, we thank you. We ask God to continue to lift you up, to serve people in fullness, because what I do know is that you don't hold back any of your services. You serve people with your fullness, and that is what's needed in the times that we're living in. And so we just want to uplift you before the God that we serve and ask him to continue to bless you, to bless others.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to get back to work and get on this work that you just said I do. So I'm going to get back into that. But you guys know where to find me if you guys need anything.
So, yeah, that's Miss Tanya from the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. She is a blast, y'all. I love this young lady. She has always been upfront and really on her game. So y'all check her out over at the Rose Family. If nothing else, just come by and say thank you for serving the community with love. Hey, Tanya, this one goes to you. Here's Miguel. It's a sure thing.
You
It's a windy, beautiful day, though. Man, that wind's blowing so hard, I thought it was going to make a sound like the trumpet. Oh, excuse me, is my mic on? Well, it's the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, and that's where we work at. And I want to let y'all know about the Wellness Center. The Wellness Center is located at 7000 Franklin in room 1020. And when you come over to the Wellness Center, you'll find programs such as the Living Room, where we have peer-to-peer counseling. You'll also find the Healing Circle, where the youth come in and they heal as one. Then we have the Men's Healing Circle, where they come in on Wednesday night and heal as one. Then we have the Queens of the Eve with Miss Katina Watson. That's on Tuesday night, where the young ladies come in and they sit down around a round table and discuss things that are happening for them in their lives. Also, we have the Teen Summit on Thursday night, held by Brother Brandon Clay. Now, one thing I know about Brandon Clay, he will bring the heat and get them out their seat. You ain't heard what I said. I said he'll bring the heat and get them out their seat. Because most of the time when they start, they playing musical chair. And when I seen this happen a couple of times, I seen the reason he did it is to bring joy into their hearts before we dig into their minds. Oh, you didn't hear what I said? I said it's to bring joy into their hearts before he start digging into their minds. Then we have on other occasions where we'll have different trainings in the Healing Circle, in the Wellness Center. So call and find out how you can be a part of saving our people. And it is 916-376-7916. That's 916-376-7916. It's the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and I thank Miss Jackie for allowing me to do my thing. That's just what I'm going to do, y'all.
Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words of One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence is taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid.
You know how we do.
Fishing Not on Violence, we'll be celebrating its 8th year in serving the community. We have went through many of youth and families serving love, right? One cast at a time is how we're trying to save them, right, from these streets, because we do know that the violence in our street is at an all-time high. And a lot of tension comes from not only at the home, but in these schools. I found out that the internet and the Instagram has set off a lot of misunderstandings, right? And so let's be understood. Let's be understood in the hood and do something good. Ooh, I'm rhyming. Here's her with I Can't Breathe on the Rose Family Radio.
Of minds, bodies, and human rights, stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives, because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing, because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit, because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
Tomorrow we'll have Mr. Roberts on from Roberts Family Develop Center. He'll be on to talk about what they do out in the North area, because what it is that we all are a team, and we all need to play as a team. If we play as a team, we can win as a team. That's just some wise words from One Gone. Got the birthday shout out to my peoples. I got a shout out for Finest McDaniel. Happy birthday, nephew. Also to Trish Smith in Chicago. And then we have a few more people who has birthdays today. So we'll get to them, but I'm going to get to this right now. Happy birthday.
Yeah, we back outside. Oh, yeah, we back outside. Yeah, we back outside. Oh, yeah, we back outside.
Cool and Dre. Cool and
Dre.
The light on her, put a Richie on the wrist, real bright on her, Gautier dressed on her hips, real tight on her, her man left to get a drink, got right on her, I go to work,
bring it down,
do the turculator, send it round, got a plot, we can take it uptown, told her, yeah baby, we outside now, she heard a rumor that he's so crack, I told her, don't believe all that, she need a stepper that won't hold back, I told her, wait till you see Joe crack. Light on her, put a Richie on the wrist, real bright on her. It's a birthday, shine a light on her, put a Richie on the wrist, real bright on her.
Boy, miss me with that bush. I just spent a few bands on a new fit. I'm in my old hood, driving in my new whip. With your own yap, I'm his new chick. I got ice cream in the Cool Whip. And my milkshake then got a little too thick. Don't give a damn about a bitch I went to school with. My money dumb long, bank account stupid. Like a
light on her, put a Richie on the wrist, real bright on her. It's a birthday, shine a light on her, put a Richie on the wrist, real bright on her. Bright on
her. Man, happy birthday to my young cousin Terrell's father as well. Happy birthday to you. Hey, we're gonna talk about Booker T. Washington, author, educator, and civil rights activist from 1856 to 1915. Born in slavery and freed by the Civil War, Booker Taliaferro Washington was an educator, author, and a prominent African-American civil rights leader. In 1901, Washington was invited as a guest to President Theodore Roosevelt and became the first African-American to visit the White House as a guest of the President of the United States. Washington was also the first president and principal developer of Tuskegee Normal and industrial institution, now known as Tuskegee University. Booker T. Washington. May God have a blessing on him as he did the will of the Lord and saved a lot of people. That is history from Mr. Tim. I'll have Mr. Henry Hawthorne on in a minute with Black History, a moment with Black History with Mr. Henry. Right now, I got Mr. Brandon Clay's mom want to tell y'all something. So open your ears and close your mouth.
There's some tag I rolled in. It started with back in the day, Reds, Leonies, and Yellow Jackets, Black beauties and brown beauties with the uppers and downers. Then in Heron was Heron. And I thank God I wasn't wanting to get into that because I see how people be. And I didn't ever want that. That went on into where from the Heron into the from the pills and the Heron, some hippie stuff.
Yeah.
All of the acids and all that. See, all that's behind us. Them days, back in them days, you guys don't know, but the acids and the hippie hill. The hippie hill is still the way. Marijuana is always 420 been forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, acids, I done did it all. I mean, the masculine, I done did it all, experienced all except for heroin. Never. I experienced a lot of drugs just being around people, but I could have been worse off than what I was,
yeah.
But I had a choice. I got stuck with the crack. And like you said, it started with cocaine. I sold cocaine. I sold big time cocaine on my own, me and my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we sold, and then as I was working, she got caught up into the cooking of the cocaine. That back in the day, it was freebase and with the ether. You know, then one day we go over to the Geneva Towers. And then I got introduced. But then now that I'm here and I think back, there wasn't even people, friends, because I'm not gonna introduce you to drugs if you ain't been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I said, everybody's sucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I woke up. And like these kids today, a lot of them didn't have their parents. Thank you. But I came along a little late. And some of them don't even come along.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard. And I understand, I know. Not just from your pain and Brittany pain and just seeing the pain.
Words from a wise queen. You listen to the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. The call-in number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. I want to take a moment, man, to say that we as a people need to come together, stick together, and build together, so we can have something for our youngins. But we first must get to our youngins and build them up. So if you remember the saying, it takes a village. Let's become the village that saves our children. Let's each one reach one and teach one. Let me give y'all something to move to. Just real
quick. But look at him. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice,
pork,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. For beans, green potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey, beans, green potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
The line break! Oh, wait!
If I never went through it, I would never find love like you. look back.
It's always moving on.
Every bad choice only labeled it down with checklists. Every wrong turn showed me there's a clear direction. I had to let it go and let God do. If it was up to me, I would have never knew. This magic, best thing happened to me. Life fast, but with you in my past. And you see, no loss is, we just live and learn. And though I can't say every love affair has perfect.
Raheem Devon and Kevin Ross. Man, oh man, this show right here, I said this show right here has got me feeling oh so good. Let me tell you how good I'm feeling. I'm going to give you a throwback. Now, this throwback is not too long ago when Bobby Brown was having it his way, right? And, man, he had all them songs that made you dance, but he also had one that made you sit down. His girlfriend on the Rose Family Radio.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
That's right, my people. We take comedian clips. We take spoken word clips. We take R&B clips, rap clips, anything that you can do that sounds true. Send it to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. And we're going to get that thing played. It is Black History Month, and what do you know about Black history? The number's 347-205-9722. I got two T-shirts to give away to a lucky caller with just the answer of what do you know about Black history or about your history. How about that? It is the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center that sponsors this show. It's called the Rose Family Radio Show. And I want to thank you all for ear hustling with me, because you could be ear hustling anywhere in America, but you're right here on the Rose Family Radio. Let me give y'all something to move to for a minute, huh?
Tracy, she should dump him.
I wish she would, because I think he is so cute.
Girl, please.
Do you think he would go out with me?
Here he comes.
Band. I don't know. It's just a thing with me, you know. If I see something that I like, I have to go for it. And I like what I see, baby. Come here. I got real bored on Friday night. I couldn't find a damn thing to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped on in to see what I could see. Everybody knew what I was looking for. I was looking for some company. That's right. I sit on my paper and I have to name. The girl was bad to the bone. I showed her my stash and I kissed her cheek. The only kind of rabbit chicks. She knew I was bad when I just took my ride. She said,
how much money you make?
Let's just say it's more money you ever see in your lifetime. I was
get some cash.
Like I said, it's an awesome show. We are doing it for the community. It is wellness time of the month. This is our wellness month, Black History Month, and we are just serving the people with love, right? And so we want to thank the Sierra Health Foundation. We want to thank the City of Sacramento. We want to thank all the CBOs in Sacramento that are doing the work that is needed. I'm DJ One Gun, and this is Rose Family Radio. We're going to continue with some good music. Here's Stevie Wonder with As.
Yeah, I know I'm living by tomorrow.
Make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind. Cause I'll be loving you
and children run. search the mind.
Hey, 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 hey. Find what I've been searching for. You a perfect package. Wanna make you my amore. It's been haunting me. Hanging out with all these other girls, but it ain't my thing. I'm gonna keep it real, girl, I know that you belong with me.
Hey, lover, oh, love the way you're working. Yeah. Chemistry is perfect. Just talk it over, baby. Hey. Look, you tell me what you like. Hey, lover,
lover.
Feeling one another.
Lover.
Let's go undercover and break each other off.
Thank you.
love you, babe.
I'm ready to love you, babe.
You don't have to change a thing.
When it's over, baby, why don't we kick back and relax? There's nothing over our shoulder. I give him praise every day I can hold you. Baby, that's the way it should be. Mama, you're my shining star. Girl, I don't wanna live without you. There's nobody better in the world for me. And I love you just the way you are. You're like a dream in my arms, girl, and you ain't gotta lie to me. You don't have to lie to me. Girl, you ain't gotta lie to me. You ain't gotta lie to me, yeah. I'm ready to love you, babe.
I'm ready to love you, babe.
You don't have to change a thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to change a thing.
Girl,
I already got the ring.
Got you.
I'm ready to wipe you, girl.
Yeah.
You got all the things,
all the things
that make you real to me.
Right here on the Wise Words with One Gun Show, representing the Rose Family Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's a moment in black history with Mr. Henry Hawthorne. Henry?
hey, y'all. how we doing this morning? I'm just getting the day kicked off, the second day of our Black History Month. You know, it always amazes me that when it comes down to our history, a lot of the things that are involved in our history, a lot of us don't want to know about. So, I mean, let's face it, it is what it is. The things that we've been through, the stuff that we've had to put up with, the shoulders of the giants that we stand on is all part of our black history. And so, you know, you often wonder, well, how are we going to distinguish black folks from other black folks? We have a unique experience being in this country from 1619 until now. And so we need to know, and we need to let our younger generation know what it's all about so that they can have an understanding of what they need to do to survive this experience in America. Since 1619, we have been, well, let's just say it hasn't always been in our favor. And it still isn't. But, you know, there's one thing that I think that we should understand is that, you know, we need to create and continue to advocate for community, okay? When I say community, that means togetherness. You know, we're in this together. We're not often separated by, well, skin color. And so, you know, each February, as I think about our Black History Month, it just seems that it's not enough. It really isn't enough. You know, but when I talk about community and the need to build community among us to help, you know, shoulder some of the burdens that we have to deal with in a white supremacist society, one thing comes to mind that we often don't talk about, and that's Kwanzaa. You know, Kwanzaa was created in the 60s by a brother, actually a Black nationalist who, you know, later became a college professor. And he created Kwanzaa, you know, at the aftermath of the Watts Rebellion. I don't know how many of you remember what was going on in Watts way back when, but it wasn't pretty. And so Brother Karinga did his research, and he came up with Kwanzaa. Okay, Kwanzaa. That's a Swahili phrase meaning first fruits. Okay. So in our efforts to build community, I think we should embrace those seven principles of Kwanzaa. Okay. And I don't know how many of us know or remember or even heard of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. But, you know, it starts with unity. That's the first. Unity. Building community. Unity. Umoja. To strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Okay. That's the first of the seven principles. And it really makes sense. Unity to build community. The second of the seven principles, self-determination, Kujichagulia, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Okay, self-determination. You know, as long as we let other folks define who we are, that's who we're going to be. So self-determination talks about defining ourselves, naming ourselves, creating for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Okay. So when we first hit town, what were we? I think, you know, we might have been called Black way back when. Okay. But, you know, that graduated to Negro, Negroes, niggas. And then we moved on. The colored. Yeah, we used colored folks. I remember distinctly growing up when the white folks said, well, it was that colored guy, you know, and my natural response was, well, what color were we? Or what color are we? Okay. So as long as you let somebody else define who you are, that's who you're going to be. Third principle. Collective work and responsibility, Ujima, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. And so, you know, that begs the question, are we our brothers' keepers? Of course we are. It can't be any other way. Collective work and responsibility. To build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. Collective work and responsibility. It's all about community. It comes down to community. Okay. In order to build community, of course, you need to have a base. And that base is cooperative economics. Okay. Cooperative economics. Ujamaa. To build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Does that make sense? To build and maintain our own stores, become entrepreneurs, build, produce, instead of just consuming. Cooperative economics. Purpose. Purpose. Think about it. Purpose. Nia. Nia. To make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. That's right. Traditional greatness. You'd be surprised. But do your research. Find out the things that have truly African origin that was stolen and appropriated and made part of their, I would just say, history. Okay. Creativity, Kulumba, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Creativity. We're full of that. We're full of that. A lot of our material has been appropriated, misappropriated, stolen, used, however you want to put it. Faith, Imani, number 7, to believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Hey, those are the 7 principles. Now, we adopt those principles on a daily basis nationally. We got something working. Okay, so I'll start us off with that initial Black History moment. And as we go forward, we need to understand that we need to adopt those 7 principles in our daily lives. Okay, do your research. Find out about the history of Kwanzaa and see how you can incorporate that into your everyday lives. I think you'll be better off for it. Peace out.
All right. That's the end of the Rose Family Radio today. Thank Mr. Henry for coming through and dropping that knowledge on us, man. 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Let's start using that as a starting point on how we're going to change the situation in our nation. All right, I'm One Gun, and I'm just that. I got to get up out of here. One love, one gun.